Okay, boys, you've sat really well thus far this evening, and I'm not going to keep you too long. However, whenever a minister says that, you don't normally believe what he says. But I'm going to try to not keep you too long, and I'll tell you this. For the remainder of the service, I'm only going to concentrate on you guys sitting in the first one, two, three, four rows, okay? Everybody else isn't here, all right? That's the way we're going to work. Now, I have brought a friend with me this evening. It's always a good thing to bring a friend to the BB or to any of the church organizations, isn't it? It's good to bring a friend with you. Well, I've brought one with me tonight. Do you want to see my friend? Yeah, no, he's not the ordinary friend. He's a little bit different. And, well, maybe some of the girls in the congregation wouldn't be too keen on boys like this, but here he is. This is Mr. Toad. Who is he? That's good. I want you to stay with me. In fact, I'm going to get the whole congregation to stay with me as well when I'm doing this because they could fall asleep very easily. Do you see when you get to that age? Honestly, you could fall asleep at the drop of a hat. So who is he? Very good. And Mr. Toad, even though he was a toad, was actually a very likable character. Now, I'm not saying to you that he was perfect, because Mr. Toad, as we're going to find out, had lots and lots of faults and failings. And the Bible says that that's the same with us. Do you know, as I look at you tonight, you all look so innocent. You look like butter wouldn't melt in your mouths. Do you know what that means? No, I don't either. But you look really good tonight, and I think that you never do anything that's wrong. Is that right, mums and dads? They never do anything that's wrong. See, they're not committed to that. Yep. You do not. You do stuff wrong. I wouldn't believe that. Well, the Bible says that we all have sin in our lives. It says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Do you know that means that all of you have done things that are wrong? That means to say that all of the leaders have done things that's wrong. You might struggle with that one, would you? It means to say that all of the congregation has done things that are wrong. And even these two very innocent-looking men over here to the right, they've done things that are wrong. The Bible says we all do that. Well, Mr. Toad was a really likable character, but he had his faults and failings too. Do you want to see where Mr. Toad lived? Do you want to see it? Yeah? Okay. He lived in this tiny little place called He lived in this tiny little place called Toad Hall. Does it look like a tiny little place? No, it's not a tiny little place. It's massive, isn't it? Who would like to live in a place like that? Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? And do you know what? He had his own butlers. Do you know what a butler is? Yeah, somebody like your mummy. Somebody who washes your clothes, who does the dishes, who makes the food, who looks after you in every way you can imagine. He had his own gardeners. Do you know what a gardener is? Yeah, somebody like your daddy. And he had everybody that you can imagine. They did everything for him. Whenever he needed to get up in the morning, they would come in and they would knock his door. And they would say, "Mr. Toad, are you up yet?" And then whenever they got him up, they would say, "Mr. Toad, which outfit would you like to wear today?" So they would have to choose an outfit for Mr. Toad. And they would dress him. And they would brush his teeth, they would brush his hair, and they would brush in behind his ears to make sure he's nice and clean. Oh, they did everything for him. But you know what? All of this was left to Mr. Toad by his parents. His parents were no longer there. They were already dead. And all of this was left behind to him. He was given something that was really brilliant, wasn't he? All of this and lots of money as well. Do you know the Bible tells us that we have been given lots? When you look at those pictures of the 60 years of the Boys' Brigade here, you should be thankful for the Boys' Brigade. You should be thankful that somebody had the idea to start a BB company here. And today, you benefit from that. You benefit from this church, and I don't mean the building, but I mean the people of the church. You benefit from them because they're able to tell you about Jesus Christ. And you benefit from having a Bible, from being able to pray to God. You can benefit from all of that. And you know, you are rich. Even though you may not have much money in the bank, yet you are rich because of everything that you have received. Well, Mr. Toad lived in that beautiful house. But you know what, boys and girls? That didn't satisfy him. Mr. Toad always wanted a little bit more. And one day he was out for a walk along the road and he saw this brand spanking new caravan and he thought to himself, oh, I want that caravan. And so he went and he found the person who owned the caravan and he paid them the money that he needed to pay to buy the caravan and he got the horse called Ned as well. What did you call the horse?
Ned.
And Mr. Toad got behind the horse and he started off down the road. And do you think he knew how to drive a horse? No. He didn't even know where to put the petrol in. Oh, is there no petrol in horses? Diesel. He didn't know how to drive it at all. And as he was going down the road, the horse was going everywhere. And it was running through people's fences and it was going over people's prize roses, and it left an absolute mess behind. Do you ever leave a mess behind you?
No.
Parents, do they ever leave a mess behind them?
No.
Yes. There's even some of the parents of the older boys that are going, yeah. Well, Mr. Toad left a terrible, terrible mess behind. But you know, he just kept on going. He didn't seem to care about the mess that he was leaving behind or the trouble that he was causing. But Mr. Toad had three great friends. He had Mr. Badger, Mr. Rat, and Mr. Mole. Who were his three friends? Mr. and Mr. Rat. Three lovely friends. Well, his three friends really cared about him. And they got together one day and they said, what are we going to do about Mr. Toad? He is just going crazy. He's buying stuff left, right, and center. Soon he'll have no money left. What are we going to do about him? And the things that he buys, he just leaves destruction everywhere with what he does. What are we going to do about Mr. Toad? Do you know what, boys? Maybe you sometimes think when you do wrong things that it doesn't hurt anybody else. But I can tell you that it does. And even you can't see the people that it hurts. The Bible says it hurts God. He sees the bad things that you do. And maybe some of your leaders here and your mums and your dads, maybe sometimes they're really concerned about you like Mr. Toad's three friends. And I can tell you this. There are adults here tonight and they're praying for you. I've heard them praying about the young people of this congregation. And it's their desire to see you become Christians and to live your life to please God. Well, Mr. Toad's three friends were all concerned and they were trying to decide what they were going to do. And then they heard something else just as that happened. They heard that Mr. Toad was out for a walk again along the road. He had left the caravan and the horse by the side of the road because he realized he couldn't really drive them anyway. And as he was walking by a cafe this day, he saw this beautiful, brand new red car. And he went, wow, I have got to have that car. I must have that no matter what else. I must have that car. Do you ever feel like that, boys, about some things?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I can remember feeling that way about things as well. Well, Mr. Toad said, I have got to have that car. It doesn't matter what else I've got to do. I am going to have that car. Well, he went inside the cafe and he said, "Who owns that beautiful new car outside?" That's the way Mr. Toad talked. It's like the Hockle accent, isn't it? "Who owns that beautiful new car outside?" Well, this man stepped up and his name was Mr. Weasel. What did you call him?
Mr. Weasel.
Mr. Weasel. He said, "Oh, that's my car." He was from Bucknagh. That's a Bucknagh accent. He says, "If you want it, it's going to cost you a lot of money." It's getting like Tommy Cooper now. And he said, "Where's your money? Let's see your money." Well, Mr. Toad put his hand into his pocket and he pulled out his wallet. But what do you think was in his wallet? What was that? What was in his wallet? Nothing. He had spent all of his money and it was gone. Well, Mr. Weasel said to him, "Well, no money, no car. You can't have it without some money." Well, poor Mr. Toad had no money left. And he thought, "What am I going to do?" And then he remembered about his wee house. And he pulled out this very official-looking piece of paper, and at the top of it, it said, "The deed to Toad Hall." And he handed it over to Mr. Weasel, and he gave Mr. Weasel his big, fancy house for this old, rickety car. Do you think that was a good deal? No, sure it wasn't. Mr. Fleck earlier on read to us the story about Esau and Jacob. Do you remember the story? How one day Esau was really, really hungry, and Esau had received this birthright from his father. That meant to say that he would get the bulk of everything whenever his father one day would die. And Esau was that hungry this day that he decided that he would give up all the things that he was going to get for a bowl of stew. Was that really worth it? Was that a good deal? I don't think so. Imagine somebody came to you and they said, "I want your Xbox, I want your TV, your PlayStation, your Wii U, I want all of the toys that you have, your bicycle, I want your go-kart, your quad, or whatever it is, I want all of that, and I'm going to give you 10p for it." You are up. What's your name? Scott, you are bang on the money. He says, "That's not even a good deal." He says, "10p is worth even less than one scooter." You are right. So it is. So if somebody ever comes to you to make a deal like that, that's not a good deal. Well, the Bible says that sometimes we do things like that too. The devil comes along to us and he says, "You know, you can have lots of fun by doing all of these different things out in the world. Don't bother going along to BB. Don't bother going along to church. Don't bother taking time to read the Bible and praying to God. And certainly, don't give your life to Jesus Christ. You come and do the things that I'm going to offer you, and you know, they'll please you. They'll satisfy you." But I'm here to tell you tonight that they don't satisfy you. It's a dud deal if we listen to what the devil has to say to us. Well, Mr. Toad handed over everything in order that he could get his car. He made the deal with Mr. Weasel, and Mr. Weasel took the deeds to Toad Hall, and he moved in. Well, Mr. Toad headed off down the road as fast as he could go, a bit like Lewis Hamilton. He just went straight down the road, flat out. And what do you think happened? No. But something even worse. No, his petrol didn't run out. Police caught up with him. And the police came over to him and said, "Sir, are you planning to take up driving for Formula One? Do you know the speed that you were driving at?" Then said to him, "Could I please see your driving license?" "My driving what?" said Mr. Toad. "Well then, could I see your insurance?" "Insure what?" "Could you prove that you own this car?" Mr. Toad could prove nothing. He had been caught. He didn't have a driving license. He didn't have insurance. He didn't have a title deed to show that he owned the car. And what do you think happened to Mr. Toad? What did the police officer have to do to him? What do you think? Had to what? Arrest him. You are right. Had to arrest him. And the newspaper the next morning said, Mr. Toad arrested for stealing car. And he was thrown into prison. Isn't that awful? But did he steal the car? No, but you know who did? Mr. Weasel. You know, you are a star, Scott. I'm going to like you when it comes to talks. Perfect reaction. The rest of you should have been doing that too. He didn't actually steal the car, but Mr. Weasel had stolen the car. And then he had sold it to Mr. Toad whenever he didn't actually own it. Oh, was Mr. Weasel a bad boy? Or a bad weasel? He definitely was. Poor Mr. Toad ended up in prison. And his three friends got to thinking about it. What are we going to do about this? And so they went to the court that day so that they could hear what was happening. And Mr. Weasel got up. Yeah, Mr. Weasel got up. And he started to tell his story. And he told his story to the judge about how Mr. Toad came along and how he stole the car, how he took what didn't belong to him. And he says, you know, I never had met him before this, but I saw him stealing the car that day. Was that true? No. And he told one lie after another. Do you know the Bible tells us that the devil is a master at lies? He told lies to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he still tells us lies today. He tells us nobody will see the wrong thing that you do. He tells us it doesn't really matter that you do that. What matters is that you get what you want. And those are lies. And we need to make sure that we don't listen to the devil. Well, the judge looked at Mr. Toad, and the judge says, there is only one sentence that I can pass at this stage, and that is that Mr. Toad is guilty, and you will spend the rest of your days in prison. Oh, no. Isn't that terrible, Scott? What do you think? Do you know what, Scott? I should get you up here to tell everybody that. Because that's really my whole story. The whole thing in a nutshell. Lies never pay off. That's what he said. That's right. And it just gets you into more trouble. That's what he said. Isn't he right, folks? Yeah, he is. You're a good one. I'm going to keep my eye on you. I think you could take my job someday. Well, poor Mr. Toad ended up in prison. But does he look sad? No. Do you know why not? Do you remember the horse? What did you call the horse? Ned. Very good. And Ned got to hear about where Mr. Toad was, and Ned came along, and he was able to get the keys off the prison guard. I've no idea how. And he put the keys in through the bars to the prison. And Mr. Toad waited until the guard had fallen asleep, and he was able to open the prison door. But Mr. Ned brought along some clothes to be able to fool people as to who Mr. Toad was. But the only problem was that the only clothes that he could find were girls' clothes. And so Mr. Toad ran as fast as his wee toad legs would carry him, and he ran to meet his three friends, and he ran into the room, and his three friends said, "Who's that? Who's that wee girl that has come into our room?" But it wasn't a wee girl at all. It was Mr. Toad. And so they began to hatch a plan. They thought about what had happened and what they were going to do to be able to prove that Mr. Weasel had stolen the car. So they thought about it. And they decided that in the middle of the night, when it was really, really dark, that they would go to Toad Hall. And they all got into the boat and they made their way out there, and they went as quietly as they possibly could so that they could sneak up on Mr. Weasel. That's right. And whenever they got to Toad Hall and they looked in through the window, they could see Mr. Weasel fast asleep. And they just thought to themselves, if only we could get that title deed out of his pocket, then Toad Hall would belong to Mr. Toad again, and we would be able to prove that Mr. Toad is actually innocent and that Mr. Weasel was the one who stole the car. And so they began to lower Mr. Mole down. He was the lightest of them all. They decided to lower him down, and they let him down and down and down until he came really close to Mr. Weasel, and he got his fingers out just to lift the deed. And Mr. Weasel went, blah, 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 and he turned over in his sleep. And they yanked wee Mr. Mole back up again so that they wouldn't be caught out. And they started to lower him down again, lower and lower and lower. And he got his fingers onto the deed. And as soon as he got his fingers onto it, they pulled him right up. And they went straight down the road, and they made their way to the judge. And they showed the judge that they had everything that they need to prove that Mr. Toad was innocent. Well, the paper the next day was somewhat different. Mr. Toad, not guilty. Mr. Winky, that was his full name, he was called Weasel Winky. Mr. Winky and his weasel gang arrested. Caught out. Do you know that the Bible tells us that even though today sometimes people will do evil things and terrible things, that one day we will pay the price in full for the wrong things that we have done. And although they may seem to get away with it now, the Bible says one day we're all going to stand before the righteous judge, and that is God. And the only way for our sins to be dealt with is by asking Jesus to forgive us. And when we do, the punishment for our sins is taken away, and we have everlasting life. And I wonder, boys, have you done that? Have you asked Jesus to forgive you? Have you handed your sins over to him so that you may have everlasting life? Because if you haven't, the Bible says that one day God will have to say that we are guilty, and we will have to pay the price for our sins. I wonder tonight, boys, have you given your lives to Jesus Christ? Are you living to please him? And I wonder, mums and dads, what about you? Have you given your lives to Jesus? Have you trusted in him for everlasting life? Because if not, one day he will have to say, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." But if we're trusting in him, here's what God will say. The Bible tells us what he's going to say. "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into my rest." Which one will we hear? Guilty or not guilty? Good man, Scott, because that's the one that we want to hear. And the only way to know that is by trusting in Jesus as our Savior. Right, boys, we're going to pray. So we're going to close our eyes and we'll bow our heads as we pray to God. Dear God, we want to thank you that through Jesus we can be forgiven for our sins. We thank you that by trusting in him, we can know that we will spend forever with you in heaven. We pray for the boys here. We thank you for the company and the officers. We pray for the boys that they will take that decision early in life to trust in Jesus and to live to please him. Lord, we know we've had fun with this story tonight, but we know that there is a serious message behind it, that we don't listen to the devil, that we don't listen to him whenever he tells us that there's other things that we could be doing other than following Jesus, but that we realize that the most worthwhile thing for us to do with our lives is to give them over to you and to live to please you. So be with the boys and their mums and their dads and their grannies and their grandas and everybody who's here. Bless and encourage us all in the days ahead as we pray through Jesus our Lord. Amen.